Good morning, beloveds. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for light, for life, Lord, as you encourage us, Father God, the few that's listening, let it be inspiration for them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 86, our readings this morning, and it's verses 9 to 11. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. I'm just going to stop there. We can do the last one just now. And I just want to go and where we can see about the gathering of the nations when God gathers the nations. And the first scriptures I would just think about, I'm just going to quote them, I'm not going to look at that, is in Matthew 25, where he gathers the nations and he separates between the sheep and the goats. And there we can just gather that sheep have got the Spirit of the Lord. Why do I say that? Because by the Spirit of the Lord, as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to preach the good news. So they preach the good news, and they set free the captive. And then Matthew 25, we see in that there they have got a heart for the poor and the broken. They feed them. They take them in, they visit them in prison. So we can see that heart of evangelism as well there. And those are the ones that Jesus says in that, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was cold and you gave me some clothes and you visited me. So we know that is part of the final judgment. So we can understand the ones that God, that's going to be eternally with God, are those that have turned away from the things of this world and the things of Satan, and they look into their God, they look into their Savior. And but I just want to read here about the gathering and the Lord sorting out. And this is talking about the kingdom of heaven, and where Jesus has sown, the Father has sowed his seed in the field, but while the men were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed his weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared, and the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servant said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. So he's concerned about the wheat. He doesn't want them uprooted because they tapped into the right sources. Let both grow together until the harvest. At the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn. I love this picture here. We can see the picture at harvest time. He tells the reapers, and then we can see further on, if we go read further in this chapter, it's the angels. He says, gather the weeds first and then bind them into bundles to be burnt. And you know what we see now, as you know, the Lord gave me that word here in November 2020, that the spirit of the Antichrist has been released so that it can be consumed, and those that love the truth can partake of the glory of the Lord, but those that hate the truth, they're going to perish. And what you are seeing now, which to me I believe to all of us is a sign that the harvest is taking place. Because the weeds were at one time, they were separated, but then they are bound into bundles. What are we seeing now? We've seen the evil ones have all joined, birds of a feather flock together. And this is exactly what they, and in all arenas. Yesterday I sent Derek a tape about how the construction mafia, how they're working with demonic activities, you know, first with intimidation and then even later on taking out people. There's the evil all over. People have got the choice. Are you good or are you evil? Do you believe in God and therefore believe in godliness? Or do you believe in the devil and you want selfishness and it's about love of money and control and manipulate and control people? And so you've seen all over, you know, from the rich people that Satan has been using into the political arenas and then into all the different arenas. There's Satan and in Sekalanta are shouting, making a lot of noise. So what's that saying? Just as in the Old Testament we saw whenever the enemy was shouting the loudest, it was just before judgment time. And this is exactly what you're seeing. Yeah, and year later on he explains the parable of the weeds in the field. He explains the parable of the weeds of the. He answered, "The one who sows the good seeds is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. The sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the wheat are gathered and burnt, just as weeds are gathered and burnt with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and he will gather out of the kingdom all that cause all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." And there we can see, guys, you got the picture of the one standing out arrogant. And that's also in the natural. They know when it's time for harvest is when the weeds are standing up bold and arrogant there, and then the wheat is clear. You can clearly distinguish between the wheat that's hanging, that's like bowing because of it, the food that it carries, and then that's the time then when they remove the tares. And this is exactly what we are seeing. But see the encouraging side. Those that know the Lord will do mighty exploits. Those that know the Lord will stand. Those that know the Lord are gathered into his barn. Those who know the Lord will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Amen. So be encouraged, guys. You know where your heart is. You know who you're looking to. Keep looking. And just as Ephesians 6 says, stand in the midst of the situation and then pray with all the armor on, and then pray for all believers to come out and not be secret agents, but to be everything God made them to be. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.